You're listening to the Daily Batuta News Wrap, live on Desert Rock FM.
Hello, my name's Wendell Hussey, and you're listening to the Batuta Advocate's Daily News Bulletin. Coming to you live once again from the Budgie Smuggler bedroom in Batuta Heights. As mentioned yesterday, if you listen to us on the internet rather than on Desert Rock FM, we'll be transitioning off the Batuta Advocate podcast feed and onto the Batuta Daily News Bulletin at the end of the week, so make sure you subscribe to that one. Starting off with some regional news, and a dodgy bloke out the front of the Wobbly Boot and Bogabilla can get you into Queensland if you've got the coin. It can be confirmed. This comes, of course, after the Queensland borders were closed at midnight last night, and since then there's been severe traffic congestion reported on the M1 Pacific Highway and the Gold Coast Highway as large queues form to enter and leave the state through police roadblocks, with motorists being questioned as to their eligibility to cross the state line and plenty being turned around. Police have also put up roadblocks at every point from Cameron's Corner to Tenterfield to Mungindi, but there's one 62-year-old bloke loitering in the car park of Bogabilla's famous Wobbly Boot Hotel named Brandon Bailey, who can get you wherever you need. He said to us,
"Mate, 500, I'll get you to Rama. Grand, I'll get you to T-Bar. 3,000 to Brisbane, but you don't want to go there, mate. And 8,000, I'll get you up to the Daintree, and no one will ever ask where you're from up there, mate."
So if you're listening from down south and need to get over the border, drop him a line. Some international news now, and the British press are frantically scheming how to blame that witch for further infecting the royal family. That witch, according to the British press, being Meghan Markle, of course, and that comes after Prince Charles was diagnosed with a COVID-19 virus and the royal family go into lockdown in their giant estates and palaces. Despite the fact that Meghan is some thousands of kilometres away in Canada, it's believed that the press are keen to attribute Charles's contraction of the virus to Meghan no matter what. Some Fleet Street fuckhead said to us today,
"Anyway, mate, if worse comes to worse and we really can't like the physical contact, we'll settle for how everything started to go shit as soon as she turned up. And then we can get photos of Harry looking real sad and make up some bullshit about how she's keeping him locked up and under a spell, you know?"
In other international news of sorts, and the nation's cruise ship enthusiasts are today looking back on the good old days when the only thing they caught was gastro. We spoke to a pair of elderly Queenslanders over a landline, and they told us they really miss the days where you could book yourself a spot on a cruise ship and only expect to end up shitting your brains out in the comfort of your own room. It is quite a sad story, this one, and they went on to tell us that deep down in their heart of hearts, they're trying to come to terms with the fact that they might be done with cruises for good. And Russell Oakes, one of our readers from Batuta Heights, commented on that story saying, "I love my time on the Pacific E. coli. Bloody good times. Especially love it when the kids taste the food from the buffet, then put it back in. Cheeky little buggers, aren't they?" Last play. Finishing up with some sports news now, and a local sports-starved punter has called all of his aunties across Queensland for tips on this weekend's council elections. Yes, engineer Brandon Simpson put on his best good nephew voice and decided to go on a little bit of a fact-finding mission yesterday. With all major codes off around the country and around the world, the cooped-up bachelor told us he's been trying his hand at Tajikistani Premier League but not having much luck, so he's decided to do a bit of punting on the Queensland elections. In an effort to learn a bit more than the mainstream media were telling him, he decided to call his aunties to check in with him and also get a bit of a betting preview while he was there. He told us he got a couple of good long odds roughies out of it and made all of their days, so it's turned out quite well. So we'll see how he goes on the weekend and good luck to him. But that's the end of today's news bulletin. Thanks for tuning in and don't forget to subscribe to the daily feed. We'll be back again tomorrow, but until then, look after yourselves and look after one another. My name's Wendell Hussey. Goodbye.